A second reason why I perceive this program really matters for bankers is that, look, to be frank, the opportunity and cost are massive. Absolutely massive. See, it's sad to say it this way, but think about the cost to bankers. You spend decades of your life driving this path 7 days a week, but if you can't make it rain, at some point, you hit a wall. Look, again, you can get lots of good pats on the head along the way, get paid and promoted enough just for executing other people's deals. But if you want to keep ascending, if you want to have one of those industry-defining careers, certainly, if you ever dream of starting your own shop, you can never get there just by executing deals. And what about the massive costs? For every single meeting, really think about this for a moment. By the time you show up at a meeting, maybe you've invested 100x in preparation. Getting the right people, getting it scheduled, burning down forests and trees to get the book done, burning down some analyst and associate lives. Maybe you jumped on a plane. For what? To go and have a so-so meeting? Right, have a meeting that seems to be a great meeting, but is impotent because you do not have a highly skilled process in the way you build relationships and sell. See, again, this is one of the subtle points here, which is many bankers feel like, well, we did this amazing industry thought piece. Yay! We went and sat down with all these clients and had a great meeting. That's one of the jokes one of my senior banking clients says. All these bankers saying, we had a great meeting. But how much revenue do they drive? How effective was the meeting at driving the business, at paying the bills, at keeping the lights on? Right, so you spend all that time preparing that big-ass, boring banker book, but you get to the meeting without any real process and skills for driving the sale. What about the cost to the firm? They're massive too, aren't they? Firms invest decades in bankers who reach a senior level and fail to produce. Right, you can carry some non-performing assets on the balance sheet, but wouldn't you prefer if you could get all of them making it rain? And if you let people go at a senior level, how much institutional knowledge do you lose? What years of relationship building? What does it say to junior bankers? See, and this is what I perceive to be the real source of the so-called junior banker problem. Because bankers are never taught how to sell or be commercially effective, the best they can do is wind up the printing presses and produce mostly useless big banker books. This burns down forests and junior banker lives, which is only one source of the problem. Right? How many junior bankers feel like their time is wasted working all-nighters on these books, let alone to get to a meeting and see that these books aren't properly used? But the deeper source of the problem is the senior banker problem. It's they're looking at their VPs and MDs who are doing the same work as them, fidgeting around with bullet points, talking about contribution margin, EPS accretion dilution, showing up in meetings with no clue how to actually sell, therefore failing to be commercially effective, failing to get paid, and ultimately failing in their careers. Right, so many junior bankers are looking ahead at the senior bankers saying, screw that, who wants to be that 15 years from now? And one of the problems in the industry is that people say, well, that's just how it is. And that, well, you're either born that way or you're not. Right, as though many of those bankers just don't get it. They just don't get it. I met with plenty of leaders who've said something like, look, some of our bankers are just not commercially effective. What have you ever done to help them become commercially effective? You're either born that way or you're not. Bullshit. That's like saying Tiger Woods was born to play incredible golf. He was, right? Sure, he was born with some advantages, but the fact that he was training with a golf club from age 3 is what made him incredible at the game. See, the reality is, and you see this across all pursuits of top performance, people who are naturally gifted and talented will always outshine someone who lacks those. So in the context of banking and selling, maybe that's charisma. Maybe that's just being more natural with people. But that will only take you so far. Every day of the week, they will outshine someone who doesn't have those natural advantages. But every other day of the week, even someone who lacks the natural gifts, but who trains at it like a motherfucker, who becomes an absolute pro at the game, will crush that natural. So who is the most lethal on the playing field? Is the natural, who trains at it like a pro, becomes unstoppably commercial. And see, this is the massive cost, though, because nobody trains the legions of bankers in how to be commercial. So many of them fail to produce at a senior level. When it's so easily correctable, as we'll go through in this systematic approach to making it rain, shame on any bank that can't take a highly intelligent person, a 4.0 student, and over 15 years, teach him how to make it rain. The third reason why I perceive this is massively value for bankers is